Bob, number 96. Whoa. Ever so close to 100.
96. I mean, if you count the Patreons, we're at 100.
Yeah,
you
but that doesn't count.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I have the experience of 100 already, at least.
That's true.
You know? But, yeah, no, it doesn't count. That's why I got married for the ring bottle opener.
I feel like you really fucked your ring up there. Welcome back to Bob. This is Bottom of the Barrel.
Oh, why doesn't this work?
As you can see.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
We are a comedy podcast. I am Chris Ramsey. This is Wes Barker. We got Artie Party over here on the soundboard.
Yep.
Give us a little soundboard here, a little test of soundboard here. Amazing.
Oh, yep, yep. Like that. Like and, that noise. I can't hear it over here,
can't
but I
hear
like
it. But you guys heard it. Nice. The crowd's excited. Hey, if you guys want to support this podcast, I'll let you know what to do. You can follow us on Patreon.
Yep.
$5 a month, is it?
$5 a month.
And you get extra content, a couple extra Bobs a month, plus some extra stuff. Mm-hmm. And we'll be rolling out a few of the live shows that we didn't post. So live in-person magic comedy shows that last like an hour and a half. Well, we post the extra ones to Patreon for you guys, so you can check that out.
Yep.
And if you really don't want to do that, but you still want to support us, you can go ahead and leave 2 reviews, iTunes and Spotify. We read them every week. We get a couple a week, 2 or 3, but we're always so happy to see them, and we really
and
appreciate
help,
it.
They help, man. They help other people find the podcast.
They really do. It really helps the algorithm, and we're growing on audio-wise.
Yeah, we're growing every which way right now, and it feels fucking great.
Yeah.
So, obviously, whoever's out there spreading the word, I thank you, because it's working.
Yeah, tell more than 3 friends. Yeah. All right, tell 3. That's
and we also had... you can also on Instagram at Podcast in the Barrel.
Yep,
it's probably the most reliable place to get any information if a podcast is going to be late or just went up or we have a date.
That's
announcement.
Very true.
Like that is really where we just instantly can go. Like, okay, hey, this is what's happening.
Yeah, we both have access to it.
Yeah, so exactly. So it's if you're interested, it's pretty reliable. So I'd suggest that.
Yeah, we're clearing. We're almost at 10,000 people here, and we're only like a couple thousand on Instagram. Yeah. So. You know, those of you on Instagram, you're in the know. You get all the stories, the behind the scenes, and the updates.
I'm more likely to like see things if people send them.
That's true.
Like right now, like I just got one that I actually wanted to show.
Yeah, if you get DMs, if we get DMs in the bottom of the barrel,
yeah.
Don't make the DM about like, hey Chris, can you check out my puzzle, like or anything like that. You know, if it's
send
Bob
us
related,
a funny video, not your video, a real funny one. That's just funny because that's what this buddy just sent me. And I'm just going to show you this thing. It's fucking crazy. And we can get to the bottom of it, Chris.
All right, let's get to the bottom of it.
This guy sent me one. The Walker Russo Auto Detailing sent this to me, and it's man spends over $15,000 to transform into a dog.
I saw that.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah,
it's crazy, weird.
Yeah, but also kind of arousing.
Okay, keep talking. Explain yourself.
No,
cheers,
I'm,
buddy.
I'm just saying, cheers, if you're into it, you know?
So, like, is it a sex thing? Is that why you did it? Hey, we got to play a little bit of this video for people. They got to see what we're talking about. I'll just send it to Artie and throw it up right here.
It is, what do I think about it? I think, what ethnicity?
This is a Japanese man.
Yeah, I think it's kink.
Yeah. That's how you decided it.
Yeah. If it was Japanese or German or
I mean, I'm sure it's a king. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah.
He wants to be pet, but he also wants to be mistreated.
Yeah.
He wants to shit on the floor.
Yeah.
Hump a pillow.
Teach your own. Okay. I mean, I'm obviously like, go for it, but it's like, I think if I was going to do that, I don't think I would also then, like, why tell the world about that if that's your thing? You know, maybe you just do it. Because, like, I feel like he probably doesn't get, probably not everyone's, like, open arms about it. Probably people are, like, a little bit,
maybe
like,
just ask, like, a really close friend. He's like, hey, can you just film this? I want to see how it looks. Okay. And he's like, I'll film, no problem.
Yeah. And then that guy's like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah, I'm just going to upload that real quick. Sell it to Unilad for $1,200.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, if you post stuff like that, you're inviting a whole world of judgment.
Yeah, but they don't know who he is, really, so.
I guess, yeah. Well, he's a guy dressed like a dog, I think. So if I saw it, I'd be like, there he is.
Yeah,
that's the guy. Yeah, it's that one there.
Yeah, you got to be careful where you go to in Asia.
Pretty fucking impressive looking, though. Yeah,
dressed as a dog. Someone want to fuck you. Someone want to eat you.
Yeah,
like it's a rough place to be a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just the eating part sounds bad. Getting fucked doesn't sound too bad sometimes.
Yeah.
How do you know, right?
How do you know? Well, it's like
how do you know?
Like one comedian was talking about cows, and it's like Why can't we fuck cows?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're going to...
Murder, okay.
Yeah, murder you, wear your skin. Then I'm going to drink your baby's food while I eat your baby. But fucking them is way out of order.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like over the last three podcasts, someone can go back and look at this. You'll notice that Chris has ratcheted his chair around slowly. Like, you used to face me, and now you just kind of... You've come all the way around.
Oh, it's the mic thing.
You're all the way around here.
It's the mic because it doesn't reach.
I know. I think we have to move these a little wider.
Yeah.
So we can get more. Because I noticed that too.
I'll go this way. You're right.
I'm just fucking with you. It's all good. It's all good.
This is my usual here.
Now we're talking. Yeah, we have to move them out so we get a little closer to us.
There we go.
This studio is just Jesus Christ.
It's a good studio. Probably one of the best comedy podcast studios in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the world. Mike Ward. Professional comedian. Came here and said it was better than Joe Rogan's studio.
Holy shit.
He didn't mean our podcast studio, he meant my office.
Oh, yeah.
But still.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's a win for Bob.
Yeah. That's a win for Bob. Yeah. I'm going to do Mike's podcast.
Yeah. You got to go do two drink minimum.
Yeah. I want to do it.
Pantelis got me a t-shirt. I got a t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be good. I love doing other people's podcasts so much.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me fucking...
Yeah, because you can use old stories that you've said, too.
Yeah, that's true, too. And I don't know, because I just like knowing that I'm talking to a completely, mostly new audience or whatever, and I think it's just fun.
Yeah.
Like,
I always forget to plug Bob early.
Yeah, yeah, you got to go early with that. Any plugs, I mean... But I don't know who's only listening to part of a podcast. A podcast has to be pretty bad for me before I'll turn it off.
It's true.
Like, if it's one I listen to regularly, I'm obviously just going to listen to the whole
thing. Yeah, we don't want those listeners.
The regular ones?
No, the tune-in ones.
Oh, you want the...
We want the regulars. Then. We don't want the ones that just, like...
Come in for a second?
Skim through. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
They make our viewer retention go down.
That's right.
If that's you...
You're not even hearing this. Because it's been too long.
It's probably true. But if you were just about to leave, think twice. All right?
Yeah. Stick around.
The good stuff's about to... We're about to get into it. We're about to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. I think any more UFOs in your life? No? Any more conspiracy theories? You know, fucking... I didn't tell you this, but I might tell you this about Malta, but they have 5,000-year-old ruins there.
Really?
5,000 years old.
Those are like the pyramids.
Yeah. It's old as shit. I blew my mind.
What are the ruins?
They're just buildings and stuff. They didn't really... Like
the pyramids.
I didn't take the guided tour. It's just like,
is it on a ley line?
Yeah, I didn't even check that out. I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I was just like, oh, this is nuts. And then there wasn't a lot of them.
Yeah.
But I should have done the guided tour. I just didn't have enough time. Like, I would have loved to know what was I looking at. And I thought I'll just look it up when I get home. And
third podcast in a row, you talk about Malta.
Yeah. I just went.
I know.
I just went. What am I going to do? I don't know.
He's so anyways, Malta.
I like going on vacation.
Just wait till he gets back from Manjaro.
Yeah, buddy. It's going to be months of me talking to that fucking round ass up Killy. Like, it's going to happen. Get ready. You're going to get ready.
Oh, we've talked about this.
I know.
That's how it's going to go.
I know. Well, I don't know. I think it's interesting when shit's old. I like old stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I am too. I've not ever witnessed an ancient megalithic structure yet.
Yeah.
I definitely want to go to the pyramids. I think that's like the most cliche thing ever to say. But I definitely want to take it in for myself at night.
Yeah.
Agreed. You know? And there's been some sightings.
Yeah.
There's some activity. Some UAP activity up there.
And are you allowed now to like go to like Göbekli Tepe and shit too? You can tour that.
I don't know if you can do Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah,
I think that might still be under like archaeological dig. Right. I think it's still a dig site because it takes years.
Said they're only like 10% of the way.
Yeah, because everything is painstakingly done with a little brush and.
Yeah, but yeah, the pyramids. I don't care. It's cliche. I have to go to the pyramids.
Yeah,
it's so sick.
But you've been to like
Stonehenge.
You've been to Stonehenge, you did the Aztec, the Mayan stuff,
the Mayan thing. Yeah, yeah, a couple things
like Chichen Itza.
Yeah, I know. I haven't done that. I want to go to Machu Picchu in Peru, I guess. But
yeah, Chichen Itza, Easter Island.
Yeah, those would be.
Those Dristan dudes. Dristan, you remember that commercial?
No,
the dudes with like the giant noses.
Yeah,
Dristan.
Yeah. Do those guys have bodies?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, apparently they dug down and there's like extra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not just heads.
Oh, sometimes it's
look
fake.
It up. You're a guy. You should have your laptop and you should be looking things up, Gordy. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you one more time. Wait till we have that TV. You're going to be all on that this screen here. We're going to be pulling shit up.
Yeah.
The first episode when we get this TV here, it's going to be all it's going to be. Just screenshot it.
The back of our heads the whole time just watching.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Me too.
All right. Check it out. Look up if they're real while we do this.
Yeah. I watched a movie Uncharted the other day. You seen this?
Oh, with Tom.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland?
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
Did you see that already, Uncharted? Did you play the game?
Oh, this is it based off a game?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like National Treasure.
Oh, cool.
Like actually, like as good.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was super fun. And fucking Mark Wahlberg or whatever.
Yeah, it's one of those they made after a game. And usually those suck, so that's good.
Yeah. I wouldn't say as good as National Treasure, but pretty good.
Yeah. They are full body. Wild, eh? Penises?
Doesn't look like it's just flat.
Oh.
Huh.
Asexual statues? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, maybe
like Smurfs.
Maybe that's what the aliens looked like when they were here before. Like those guys.
They're just old aliens.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Dude, aliens look like everything.
Yeah.
You understand? It's an infinite fucking universe as far as we know.
Yeah.
There's aliens that look like human pigs.
Totally.
There's literally aliens that can look like giant statues. I often wonder this. If... Like, they've discovered Earths that look like our Earth, right?
Yeah.
But that are, like, 80% bigger.
Yeah.
Are the humanoids that could potentially exist there, are they 80% bigger?
It would probably depend more on their gravity, would be the size, right? And just because you have a bigger spot. Is there flickering? Am I having
flickering,
a seizure?
Yeah. We're getting power. They're working on some power lines.
Oh, okay. It's like, what am I stroking? How is happening? Hmm. It's happening. No, don't let me finish the beer first. Yeah, I think it would depend on your gravity. Just because you're a bigger planet, I don't know that necessarily means you're going to have more gravity.
So you think the ratio
density is about gravity? So
yeah, but I mean, this like obviously, if it's bigger and it's made of the same thing, it's denser. So it does have more gravity. Like there's less gravity on the moon. There's more gravity on Earth. So if it was bigger, there would be more gravity. Would that equal out?
I don't know.
Or would the people just be bigger and stronger?
Yeah.
What's the answer to that?
Well, you ever watched John Carter?
Yes.
And that was one of the things he could jump.
Where he goes to
that
other planet?
Because the gravity's way less than this other planet, so he could jump like 200 feet.
So many flaws there.
Oh, it's amazing. Go fuck yourself. I love that movie. I'm the only one who liked it. You go to IMDb, I'm the only person that liked it.
It was like Wild Wild West, but on Mars.
Ah.
That's exactly what it was.
That's why it's great.
Just giant steampunk spaceships. You're like, what the fuck?
Oh, I loved it.
Hated the actor.
You don't like that guy? What, because he's got abs?
Yeah. No.
No.
It was like...
Jason Momoa, if you got him on Wish.
Okay. Not even, dude. He looks like...
Yeah.
He looks like the kid from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anything other than what I'm in.
I don't even know anything about One Tree Hill. Really? Has one references that. I've
had basketball in it, so I watched it.
Wow.
But it was like a little shitty, you know, Warner Brothers. Les Frères Scott, yeah, in Quebec.
That's
Scott Brothers was One Tree Hill.
That's what they called it?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Makes no sense.
Dude, oh, let's talk about this.
All right.
What's going on in Canada right now?
What's going on in Canada? They're fucking...
Language police buddy.
Censoring it up.
So...
What do they want me to stop saying?
The Prime Minister Legault, all right, right now. And by the way,
He's got to let it go.
Bill C-191 or whatever. There's a bill that passed recently that's really bad for YouTubers in Canada and content creators as well.
Yeah, Element 115 or something?
It has to go through filters... And you must promote Canada and like all these other things. And like, if this keeps going, it's going to be rough for Canadian creators to make money in a US market.
Okay.
The way we're doing it, which is pretty scary. But other than that,
for you,
yeah,
right. The rest of us aren't making any money.
You make half as much as you don't make. So, and then there's this Law 101, which if you don't know, Quebec is a province in Canada, and it's a majority French-speaking province, which makes Canada a bilingual country.
Boom.
Thing is, there's been referendums, and in the past couple decades, Quebec has attempted to separate itself and emancipate itself from the country Canada and become an independent French-speaking country.
It's very much like the Miley Cyrus and Billy Ray Cyrus situation.
I would think of it like as well, in the UK they had like what, Scotland wanted to get out or UK wanted to get out?
The UK is flawed all over the place because, yeah, Scotland wanted to be a separate thing. Ireland right. is two different countries that wanted to be a separate thing. And then right. and then fucking England's like, we don't even want to be, and they want Brexit, so they want out of their own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many layers there.
But it's like that, but with languages.
Yeah.
So, like, they want out, and now every province in Canada can pass a law without the federal government. Like, the federal government can vote. And if they still have a right to veto. Every province has a right to veto. They govern themselves, kind of like the states, why you have abortions in some states and not in others, yeah. right? It just comes down to the governor, right? And he's going to pass a law that basically, because before you were not allowed to have like on your menu, if it said steak, even in your restaurant, if it said steakhouse or steak frit, yeah. which is steak and fries,
yeah.
it would have to be biftek et frit. That you're not allowed to use the word steak because it was English.
Even for your like Starbucks, you have to do Cafe Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only place in the world that says like that.
Yeah, that's why Red Lobster got the fuck out. Sun Life as well. Yeah. A lot of them got the...
Staples
got,
like office something. Yeah. Whatever you guys call it here.
Bureau Agro.
Yeah.
So there's this law 101 that states that if you're going to write something in English, you have to write it in French above or before it and bigger. That's the law. And now to compound onto this fucking wild law, because there are language police that literally go into workspaces and fine you if you have the word start on your microwave instead of départ or whatever, right? Démarrer. And now what they want to do, and this is so fucked up.
Fucking be Le Bob.
Yeah, Le Bob. Le Bob. Welcome to Le Bob. We'll have to eventually. We'll get in trouble. Public servants, public workers, and doctors will be fined if they speak to their patients in English.
But what? What if I was still living here? That'd be such a problem for me.
If you're an immigrant immigrating to Quebec, you have exactly 6 months to learn the language or get out.
But what if you're not an immigrant to the country? And would I have 6 months to learn?
If you wanted to, no, you'd be fine.
Right.
Because you're not an immigrant.
But they're not still not going to talk to me in a language I understand.
Yeah, but they're just going to discourage you from living here.
That's true. It would work.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's very xenophobic, fucking weird language yeah. Nazis. It's very bizarre. It's, we're going backwards here, man. It's
yeah.
fucking wild. They're going to be like, yeah, women fucking need to wear masks, not yeah. men. And
churches
gonna
in
get
charge
weird.
Again.
Yeah.
More churches in every corner.
It's going to get weird if we let them do this shit. But I was like,
that
shit's already happening. They're getting that through.
They're not getting that through.
Will they enforce it? Not everywhere, okay. but you will hear instances in the newspaper of that. And that's going to be big on the news. Matter of fact, when this podcast comes out, there might already be an article about it.
Wow.
Like, they're going to be talking about it. It's a wild thing to be happening. Canada is a weird country. We deal with some weird things every now and then.
Yeah.
Where people think we're free and nice and everything, and then some fucking Trudeau's holding somebody's paycheck and yeah. fucking all this weird shit.
Yeah, which is... I even heard it just the other day. I was watching... David Letterman do his talk show thing with Ryan Reynolds. He has that My Next Guest Needs an Introduction or whatever.
I saw that.
And he was like talking about Canada and he's like, Canada's just so nice. Canadians are just so nice. And I'm like, we're not past this trope yet. I love that we're viewed as like nice people and whatever.
Yeah.
But like if you spend time up here, you know that they're just as full of shit as anywhere else.
Yeah.
There's good people and there's fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Right? Like I don't know where David Letterman's spending his time in Canada, but I can take you to some places where you're going to meet nothing but fucking yahoos.
Yeah, but he's thinking more like, there's no shootings here every day.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So that's nice.
That is nice.
Yeah.
That's very polite. It's so much politer to not shoot someone.
Yeah, he's like, they don't shoot their children.
Yeah.
So exactly. They're a good place to go, you know, yeah. really,
mm-hmm.
yeah, really, really super nice.
Yeah. 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 I never thought about that. I forgot that was not on the list of my.
I like how in the States to kill other people with an assault rifle isn't enough. They're like, I have to live stream it.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild, yeah. Man.
I mean, that's how you get next level, I guess, is on the live stream. That's,
yeah, it's because they want to be remembered. There's this whole psychotic. Must be. It's fucking what a world we live
in. If you're going to kill a bunch of people and then kill yourself, always start with yourself. Like, that's the move. If you're going to kill yourself eventually, like, what are you doing, man?
Very true.
Please start there. It's way better.
Yeah. People are sick.
Yeah, it's a good comedy podcast.
Did you see, I mean, I'm... Hey, I'll laugh about gun laws all day because there's nothing else to do. They're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, sure.
Look at what happened in Uvalde with the kids and everything. It was terrible, fucking tragic. And like there was like an NRA meeting in Houston, like an hour away from that school.
Whoa.
Like the next day or something. It was already scheduled, but they just never canceled it.
Yeah.
And they were out there like waving guns and like...
You know, the craziest thing about that whole situation I thought was like, it sort of became more than just another mass shooting in the States because it wasn't about the cops. It took them like almost an hour to
almost
go.
Almost an hour, yeah.
And like, I'm so glad, this is a horrible thing, I'm so glad it happened in Texas because if that happened in California,
yeah,
Texas would be like, those goddamn Californian pussies, right?
They would have gone, I see what you're saying.
They would have like, we would have fucking kicked in the door and took this guy out before he hurt anybody, whatever.
Right.
And it happened in the most fucking,
in the place where
fucking hee-haw, fucking, you know, it happened in that state. And it goes to show that, hey man, when someone's in there fucking murdering people, it's scary.
Yeah.
Even when your job is to stop it, you don't want to because it's fucking scary.
Yeah. The other thing is like, we have the same everything in the United States.
Yeah.
We have the same, pretty much same freedoms, same TV shows, same social media,
right?
Same races, same pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But we don't have that. We don't have, you know, the shootings.
And you can so easily...
One thing we do have differently is just gun laws.
Yeah.
So if you look at that objectively and you're like, hey, these are the same places. One of them has gun laws and one of them has like barely any gun laws. And there's like a giant difference. I mean, that is an indicator that there's a problem there.
Yeah. Well, and like in Canada, such a good example because it's so easy to own a gun in Canada.
Yeah.
Like I have my fucking...
Not an AR-15.
No, yeah. but you can own so many types of guns, man. Mm. Oh my God. It's not even hard.
I think per person we have more because of the hunters.
Oh, that's probably true.
Yeah.
But even I have my fucking, my handgun license. I don't even own a handgun. But I'm like, oh, I'll get the license. It's like a weekend course you go to, whatever. And it's like, cool. Now you know how to, guns don't freak me out so much anymore or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It seems like it's so fucking easy.
Yeah, it's
still easier getting your driver's license.
Yeah.
Even in Canada.
They would give you a gun. There was a bank that made headlines a decade ago, maybe. And there was a bank when you signed up to get a loan or whatever it was. Yeah. This bank, they would give you a gun.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious.
So funny.
Because they know full well giving you a gun, you're not going to rob the place because anyone who gives you a gun has a bigger one at the ready.
That's so true.
You know, they're probably sitting there with a sawed off underneath, pointed at his nutsack.
And I'll also think like that. Okay, fuck it. Fuck everything about the guns then. Maybe fix your mental health problems then. Cause I'm starting to think about like,
but again, like that, the thing is like, we have the same mental health problems here.
Yeah.
We have the same mental health problems in Canada.
That's true.
We have the same things happening. There's suicide. There's all these things happening here too. One thing we don't have is the shootings.
Yeah.
And the one thing we do have is laws.
Yeah.
And so it's really only that.
It really does seem that simple, but then why can people not, they don't agree.
Money.
Why?
People don't agree. NRA is massive money.
People just don't agree. I don't know why.
But again, it's like, I'm not trying to take away freedom. I'm trying to make it harder for you to own an AR-15. That's it.
Yeah.
There's a big difference. Take away my freedom. No, you can still breathe, eat, sleep, fuck, you know, you can do all these things. You just can't own this gun that easily.
One of the like legit facts though, that's been coming out is like an AR-15 isn't going to prevent a lot of this, like take the Uvalde one, for example, that isn't the weapon of choice there. Mm-hmm. That guy only bought it because he knows AR-15s are the cool forbidden gun to use. In that situation, a handgun would have been just as effective, right?
Yep.
So they're saying like, even if you win this AR-15 argument and they ban that, you're still, you're going to have honestly percentage wise, the same amount of.
I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe that argument's true because I think a lot of the culture of wanting to shoot people is having cool guns.
Okay.
I think, you know, obviously video games and playing war and everything else, you want to shoot a high powered caliber rifle. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're that person, that's what you want to do. So I do think it deters people from that, or it makes it at least more difficult, or it takes longer, or whatever it is. I don't think you're going to get the same number. I think it'll be a drop. Now, will the drop be more than 5%? I think if it's 5%, it's worth it.
Right.
It's pretty simple. Like, if it's 1% less, then worth it.
It's got to be something because they classify.
It's not going to be more.
No, it's going to be,
okay.
They classify mass shootings as anything four people or over.
Yeah.
They get shot. And they have more than 200 already this year.
Yeah, they have more mass shootings than there are days in the year.
That's
every
so
year.
Crazy.
Yeah. Even school shootings one year, they had more than there were days in the year.
The best thing is just so many fucking people.
I think what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. All right. There's going to be another shooting in a school.
Sure.
But the teacher's going to have a gun.
Yeah.
And the teacher's going to blow this fucking kid's head off.
Yeah.
That's trying to kill everyone.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a statue of this teacher.
Right. And that'll be the, like.
And that'll be the, this is the way.
The good guy with the gun thing.
His daughter with a shotgun?
Could be. But if a teacher pulls it out, though, that's what they're hoping for.
Yeah.
This NRA. Like, that would be the saving grace for them.
Yeah.
How to save everything? Because the way I see it, gun laws are going to get more strict because a lot of people are demanding it right now, and it's getting a lot of media attention, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, when that happens, I don't know what the Bob listeners think, man. We have all sorts of listeners out. There's probably somebody who's fucking so mad at us right now for wanting gun legislation.
Yeah, we're like at least 50% American audience. So 25% of those people are not going to like what we're saying.
Mm.
So probably a quarter of our audiences right now are pretty upset.
I find it hard to believe, though, that someone who is conservative doesn't want some type of gun reform.
Yeah.
And by gun reform, it's not taking away your fucking gun or your freedom. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
It's literally just making it harder for an 18-year-old to buy high-powered rifles.
Yeah.
He bought two on the day he turned 18 or some shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, that should take you a little while. Should have a course. There should be some protocol. That's all.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe in that, I mean,
you need a fucking course to operate a goddamn forklift. Like,
exactly.
You need a course for everything.
Yeah.
I don't know why not having a fucking gun wouldn't need to learn.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, already saying don't show their picture or name of the person who killed. No, I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, there's a whole like.
I want to know so when the doc comes out on Netflix, I know what the fuck they're talking about.
That's the thing, too. I guess some people really want to be fucking legends, don't they?
And they will. And they will. That's what we guarantee them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you won't be around to see it, but in 20 years from now, there's going to be a fucking Uvalde documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Not even 20 years. Give it 6 months. It's fucking the way Netflix is going with their crime series docs right now.
Yeah.
Dude,
the docs, the crime's not even over yet, and they're like already publishing. Like, you have to wait because the verdict's not out. They haven't dropped the last episode.
Yeah, the murderer is like a consultant on the show
still.
Yeah, they're doing real life movies about shit that's happening. Like, there's going to be a reenactment of this Johnny Depp court case and like the story, and that's going to. It's probably going to star Johnny Depp.
I was going to say, who's going to play Johnny?
Yeah, Johnny Never Heard are going to play in it. Oh, man. I would break the box office.
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, like, just use the footage you have. You already made it. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. I'm with you, obviously, about this. It seems like a no-brainer, so I'm so confused why people don't like
about it. I'm a bit of a libertarian at heart.
I don't think it's, again, like, have guns all you fucking want, man. It doesn't matter. Let's just make it like,
I'm not against anyone having a gun. I'm against the process. I'm not against the process. I just think the process is flawed.
Yeah.
That's all. I think just fix that and it'll drastically improve your numbers.
Or,
and then you'll stop getting shit on by the rest of the fucking world.
That's the other thing, too. It's like, okay, say you don't like the solutions that everyone in the whole world tells you to do.
Yeah.
Right? As you're America. You don't like everyone saying, just get rid of your guns. And many of these countries saying, we had the same problems. We got rid of them and it went away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, no, I don't like this answer. Okay. Then you come up with an idea that makes your mass shootings less.
Yeah, they're saying give teachers guns.
No, but
that's
like,
what Trump was going on about.
Okay. Let them try any idea, but when it doesn't work, you have to do something else. Like,
yeah, true.
So far, they keep trying ideas or nothing. I don't know, but like, try something.
Yeah. Don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing. If you want to arm your teachers, all right, let's all be fine.
Or more hopes and prayers, I think.
That always, yeah.
More. We need, guys, we really need more hopes and prayers. I think it's really going to fix it this time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we're slacking on the, we had a lot of hopes, not a lot of prayers.
Yeah.
So I feel if we up the prayers a little bit and keep going on the hopes,
yeah,
I think we might get somewhere.
Yeah.
I think things might turn out okay. I think we might all be all right.
Ricky Gervais in his last special was talking about that for when someone gets cancer.
Mm.
It's like, they're like, oh, we're going to really praying a lot. And he's always like, great. He's like, and then they're like, yeah, so we're going to stop the chemo. He's like, oh, no. do both.
Yeah.
Do both. But definitely don't give up the, you know, definitely don't give, just keep the praying.
Definitely
keep the chemo because it's the same as the chemo and the praying. So.
Yeah.
He's like, you can do both, though. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not too offended.
It's true. Yeah, it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
All the shootings. I hate that we have to laugh about shootings. I love that we have to laugh about shootings, but also hate the fact that we're laughing about shootings.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
You know, if we didn't have to do, you know, school shooting comedy ever again, I'd be very happy.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. And it's also a weird thing about the way the media works in general is they do like to make people afraid.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, yeah, sure, there's a lot of shootings in the States, but 75 million kids in the States go to school every single day. The odds of you being involved in a school shooting is so fucking insanely low.
But so insanely greater than here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
It's never zero.
But like, but the way they're making the kids, they all have to do like drills and stuff.
No, they have to, yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is that's unnecessary.
I don't think so.
The percentage, the odds are so tiny.
Yeah, but if even it could save one life... then that's the purpose of doing it. That's the whole purpose.
You think?
Yeah, it's to save one extra life. If one extra life has been saved because of protocol, then that's been worth it.
I think
barricading the door bought 2 minutes. 48 minutes later, the police show up. I don't know.
But traumatizing these fucking kids and making them having to think about this and practice this when it's never going to happen to them.
Yeah, but don't forget.
That seems
in
weird.
The States, I think a lot of parents have talked to their kids about it because it's in the news.
That's what I mean. If it was, it's a bit, it was like in the 90s in Canada and the States because of the media.
Or the Cold War jumping under the tables.
They thought
school.
Everyone was going to get kidnapped, all of the kids, even though kidnappings were not that prevalent. But everyone, literally the media made it seem like every kid was getting taken every day.
Yeah, but there are more definitely school shootings and killings than kidnappings. I feel it's relevant. I feel like it's the world we live in. As much as we don't like it, and as much as I don't want the kids...
You're literally, what I'm saying, you're literally falling victim to the media propaganda about it. The math doesn't check out.
So, again, the math does check out because there is a percentage.
Yeah.
And so that checks out. If there's a percentage that it'll happen, and everybody's trained and it saves one person, then it's worth it. That's all I'm saying. It's a very worthwhile thing to save a life.
I just feel like it's hard on an 8-year-old to have to be like, holy fuck, this could happen when it won't happen to
them. But it's no better than ignoring it.
Yeah.
Ignoring it completely would be just as bad, I think. I think it's the world we live in. It's the bed we made. We have to lie in it. If you want to pretend like they don't exist, then make them not exist.
Yeah.
But right now they exist. So it's like, you need to.
Maybe,
you have to. Because if that were your kid...
Yeah.
One day and you're like, fucking, he got through a school shooting because of quick thinking that his class had or whatever. It's all worth it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the only advice that you need for any kind of gun scenario is run away. That is the number one way to survive.
Yeah, that's what you were telling me. That blew my mind.
Yeah, the number one way to survive a thing is...
Well, that's like an encounter with a gun. It's not like somebody in the school where they're like barricading the doors.
Even that is smash the windows and run away.
Smash the windows and run away.
That's all it ever is because like it's so hard to hit a moving target.
Yeah.
And And the other method is a harder one, which is everyone attack the person at once.
Mm-hmm.
But that definitely, somebody's going to die there and no one wants to be that person.
No one.
So you fucking freeze. So if you don't feel like all joining together and attacking this person... Run away.
Look at World War II, man. Nazis were outnumbered by the Jews in the concentration camps and stuff. And it's true. They were absolutely outnumbered, and like any swarm would have, I think, you know, prevented a lot. But obviously, one gun versus a lot of people, you're going to have a lot of people be taken down. So nobody wants to make that call. You're right.
It's such a...
Even in the worst dire circumstances, we don't want to make that call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. You ever hear those stories about like the Civil War and stuff? And like, you know, they're like doing like gun battles out in the field, you know what I mean? They line up and whatever. And you ever hear like all the stories of like the percentage of people that were like just shooting over the heads of the other people, like no one wanted to shoot each other.
Oh,
it's like crazy because they're all so afraid. They're like, they're ducking and they don't want to kill anyone. They don't want to be killed. They're just like literally like shooting like this and aiming over top of people's heads. And like, it's like crazy, like percentage of people that like wouldn't fire would fire over their heads.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or pretend to be whatever. Like it was, man.
Really brings out your inner psycho then, eh? For a lot of people.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, this is fun, right? I gotta go there. You're killing people, right? He's like, what? For sure, man.
That was crazy.
Someone's got to, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I like,
I want to go to war.
Yeah.
I'm happy not having to shoot anybody.
Mm-hmm. Or let's just do what they do in other countries and like a lot of third world countries. We just give our kids guns and train them.
Hmm. Nice.
Maybe that's the key.
There it is.
Everybody gets an AR-15. How about that?
That's what, some people's argument. Let's go.
I mean, NRA would love this. Sales would go through the roof.
Yeah.
I wonder, do you ever hear the question, are there more wheels or doors? I don't know why I thought about that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of doors. But there's a fucking lot of wheels.
So the way that I think this works is that you start with doors, and then where you think about it, you come back to wheels.
Yeah, because there's fucking four wheels in this, Hot Wheels over there, wheel on the bike.
Yeah, all the toy cars, all the shopping carts, bikes.
Yeah, look at the bottom of these tripods here, all got wheels, right?
Like toy cars, toys, all the tanks, all the cars, not to mention the airplanes. Cars have doors. Yeah, but they only got one. No, they got four. I was thinking of a really strange car.
Yeah, but in this building, we have way more wheels than doors in this building.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. There you go. I think wheels is the way to go. Team wheels, baby. No, there's no answer, definitely.
Yeah.
There's a door factory out there really trying to pump out doors right now. There's a guy making just the tiniest doors, thousands of them.
Yep. Could be.
Yeah. I think wheels. What do you guys think? Wheels or doors? Are you wheels gang or are you doors team? Let us know in the comments. Hashtag wheels gang over here.
That's funny.
Are there more guns than people in the States?
Yeah. They have that. They already know that.
Oh, they already know that?
Yeah.
There are more doors than wheels, and there are more wheels than doors. Here's why.
Same
company, two different articles five days ago.
Just covering.
Covering all their bases.
Smart.
So let's read them.
Anyone can win the argument that way. It's perfect.
From house and apartment doors to cupboard doors, office doors, doggy doors, there are at least 33 billion doors in the world, meaning that there must be more doors than wheels. That is not what that means. What counts as a door? Ooh, that question has some. You probably have a picture in your head of what a door looks like, but actually, counts as a door? A new Oxford American Dictionary has a nice practical definition. Door is any hinged or sliding or revolving barrier.
Oh, damn!
At the entrance, so a building, a room, a vehicle, or cupboard. In other words, we're not just talking about the door in your house. We also have to take account of interior doors. Okay, all right.
Yeah, your fridge.
Now let's go to the same fucking website that has an article in the already infamous Wheel of Doors. Hold on. Wheels might seem like the obvious winner, and here's the good reason for that. And oh my God, so cancerous.
I'm going to start doing this.
Without getting too deep into numbers, we can estimate that there are as many as 33 billion doors in the world. Between houses, apartment buildings, a lot of doors. Okay. How many wheels are there? Wheels have been around since 3500 BC. About 152,000 passenger cars were manufactured in 2020 alone. That's 17 per second.
Holy shit.
And even Hot Wheels produces close to 15 cars every second.
Oh my God.
There are 1.4 billion cars in the world today.
Whoa, that already is adding up.
Multiply that by four, the average number of wheels on a standard modern passenger car, and you're looking at 5.7 billion wheels. But wait, don't most cars have the same number of doors and wheels? Oh, yeah, there's a trunk apparently, too.
All right.
So there'd be five doors on a standard car.
A frunk on yours.
Oh, yeah. A trunk in the front and back.
Yeah.
Six. Well, this is getting deep.
Yeah.
There are 24 billion tiny wheels out there in the world. And yeah, these miniatures don't have working doors.
Oh, shit.
That's where it becomes lopsided. Holy shit. I'm fucking wheels gang still. you doors team or wheels gang?
Oh, man. Couldn't possibly care less.
The internet cared for a hot minute.
I started by caring and then I thought, wait, what am I doing? I don't need to care about this. It's a good question. And I feel like you could pretty much
guesstimate.
That's a good dinner time thing to fuck with people. Just get ready for both answers whenever they say. Take
well, having
side.
Those numbers helps.
Yeah, definitely.
You can bias the shit out of either side of those.
Exactly. So learn them both. That way you can be
like, cars, so many cars. Cars have six doors.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. They have a glove compartment.
Oh, shit.
Seven.
Oh my
there
God.
Are an exponential amount of doors per car, depending on how fancy the car.
Yeah.
There's a spare wheel, but there's a door to get to it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
A wheelbarrow has no doors.
There you go. One wheel. There you go. Yeah. Trolleys. Perfect.
Yeah.
Dollies.
I've seen a door with a wheel on it. Mm-hmm. Little wheel on the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. Big heavy door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. What's a gate?
If it's a hinge, then it's a door.
Gates need wheels.
Oh, yeah. Pulleys.
Yeah.
Those are wheels.
Yeah.
Wow. Fascinating.
Yeah, you're getting to the bottom of it today.
I really think we are.
That's the fucking, like, you
it's know a what good. Mean? What do you guys think, though? I mean, we got through gun legislation,
yep.
Language police, very politically charged Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be what's on our mind today. I don't know. It's crazy. I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
it needs to be said. We solved the problems.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like it here, it just, you know.
We're going to move on to other problems next. We've solved this one. You guys can hang around. If you want to make the world a better place,
mm-hmm.
get behind Bob.
Yeah.
You know, follow what we're doing and saying. And then we're just going to keep moving on. But you guys catch up. And when you catch up, we'll just be so much further.
Yep.
We'll be like literally counting wheels.
So often when we have these conversations, I've thought about the topics for like zero amount of time. So I love that, like, giving an answer and knowing that that's the one that solves it all.
Yeah.
Because I've just thought about it now for the first time.
Yeah, it's the easiest answer. You're like, that's it.
It's got to be it.
Yeah.
So,
or at least try it.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, well, what's the harm in trying it?
Exactly. Exactly. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like one day on this podcast, we'll be so far away from the fucking pandemic that we'll actually be able to talk about it again.
Hmm.
Because it's not even something we have to avoid anymore, really.
As long as I got to keep wearing a mask on the airplane.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm going to keep fucking talking. I'm going to keep avoiding it.
That's a very good point.
In the States, there's none.
I know. It feels so good, man.
Yeah. Well, you still got to fly to the States. You're still wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
It's only if you have a layover do you not get to wear one.
That's true. No.
All right. What time is it?
I don't know.
I feel like I want to go swimming.
Yeah, I do want. I want to definitely hit the swimming pool here. Already, how long have we been up for?
42 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we gotta make it a little longer here. Take a little break. Come back to it.
Take a break. When?
Right now, just for 5 seconds. Right. A little, stretch our legs. Do a couple push-ups.
Right back.
If you're enjoying this podcast so far, well, do I have a treat for you? We have even more episodes available now on Patreon. And you can become a Bobrion. Join Patreon, $5 a month, and you get 2 extra podcasts every month. Every single month? That's right, every single month. I don't know, if you guys want to come to the Patreon, it's there. And we just do this, but more and a little bit looser. And there's an opportunity to communicate
a little bit better about what you guys want to see. And we have only just begun to scratch the surface of Patreon. So we're learning as we go. Come over there and hang out with us if you're so inclined. Now, back to the episode.
Now, are you rolling now?
It's been rolling since the audio.
We're back.
Back to sucking my dick. Wait, what? Oh, that break was better for me than it was for Chris.
That was good.
I insinuated
that massage story. That's what it was.
The massage story?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just thinking about it?
It's good for me.
That's right. Oh, fuck. God, that was a couple podcasts ago.
That was a good story.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about the other podcast, how good it was.
Yeah.
Hey.
I saw something I never saw the other day.
Yeah, what'd you see?
Well, I never noticed. A church with two clocks on it, okay, on the outside. And one clock is the right time and one clock's not the right time. Isn't that fucking weird?
Not if you're on shrooms.
Oh, that's what I know. it wasn't it. So I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I asked, I'm like, who knows why? And they're like, apparently it's like on a lot of churches. I'm going to start looking around now. They have two clocks, one with the right time, one with the wrong time. And it's not, it's like old school idea, but it's not uncommon because it's to confuse the devil. So he doesn't know what time mass is.
That's stupid.
It's so stupid.
That's like, just, you underestimate the devil.
Yeah, like how dumb do you think he is?
So much. The devil lives in your smartphone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
He knows exactly
what
time it is.
He's like, I'll just watch and see when the people go. That's when the probably mass is. I'm not waiting for 11.
Yeah, can you imagine the guy that pitched that? All right, dearly beloved. Today, I've got the genius plan. We're going to erect this wonderful church. We're going to have a clock. All right, don't worry. Everybody, we get a clock. But also, we're going to get another clock with the wrong time to trick the devil. So, and then everybody's like,
oh,
raising their pitchforks. Yeah, like that's the fucking way to go.
Two clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe it was like a miscommunication.
But like, think about religious people in general, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, good idea.
True.
Maybe.
Yeah, religious people have the best ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is an old idea. Maybe they don't do it anymore. Maybe it's just a really old church I saw.
Mm.
But
I would love to meet someone who abides by every word in the Bible.
I mean, I don't think anyone.
They're probably in jail.
Yeah. There's some people that abide by every word in the fucking Quran, I think. But
I think those
people are
hard to interview.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Not around for long.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm always like more impressed by people that like bang on doors, like religious people that are like, hey, like,
yeah, have you missionaries
heard
and stuff.
Have you heard of the word of God? Like, have you heard the good word or whatever?
Yeah.
They're annoying to me, but I'm like, if you believed all this stuff, that probably is the most worthwhile of your time, right?
Yeah. If I were like in charge of like a missionary expedition,
yeah,
I would send them to like a brothel in Vegas.
Yes.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
You go there. Those are you have to convert them. Good luck. They come back with STDs.
Yeah, 100%. You would. Or you just stay.
Yeah.
Start working.
There are a lot of people doing missions. They call it missions, which is funny because it is a mission. They're out there to convert. And they, I know this secondhand from a person I know. They like count the numbers.
Hmm.
They're like, how many did you convert?
Oh, wow.
On your trip? It's like 16. He's like, me? None. Like, they're lucked out. And so it's like a numbers game for them. Even like, wow. Gotta catch them all type deal. They have an app.
Shut up.
People who are
it's like an AR
app. It's like an AR app.
Just spits crosses.
Yeah. And it just like has a filter, like an evil filter over people, and you cleanse them and they're happy.
Right. Yeah. He goes from red, and the more you hit him, the more he slowly changes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Goes
and to like, I got another one.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Wow. What's a.
I want to imagine.
God go, or what's it called again? God.
I want to imagine that in 20 years, I like become faithful.
Yeah.
And look back at the podcast and just be like,
this sinning fuck.
I don't agree with this person. I'm not this person anymore. I hope that one day happens to me. just so it can unhappen and I can laugh at it.
Yeah, I've never, I'm never, uh, I mean, I'm, you know, if you're raised religious, I'm like, okay, yep, that makes sense. But people that like convert late, like you're talking about doing, that's always a fucking...
That's a red flag.
I'm like, whoa.
That's a red flag.
Whoa.
Some people do twice. Some people were like, oh, yeah, I was Buddhist, and then I became fucking Mormon, and then I became fucking Baptist, whatever. People go through multiple changes, and you're like, you have an identity crisis. It has nothing to do with, you know, anything else.
Yeah, fuck me, man. And then there's a whole other bunch of people that get into cults, and that's a whole other weird thing, too. But they're looking for the same thing, right? But they just sort of find it in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
They get suckered into something.
Yeah, we're all pretty easy to fucking pull, you know. I mean, there's a reason it's called pull the wool over our head. We're a bunch of sheep, you know, to like follow any. And I remember, I don't know if I talked about this, probably have, but I remember the moment for me, because I used to believe-ish. Like, I believed because my parents did, and I was raised Catholic and everything else, and just it was what it was, God, Jesus, whatever. Didn't question it. It's like, why question it? I believe my parents. And I was at a baptism, and there was like, and I was like, and there's a dude walking in with a giant, like, hat. It looked like the mouth of a fish, you know, and that has symbolism to it now that I found out. And like golden robes and a scepter. Like, who owns a scepter? And a golden book. And they're walking and they're like humming and num 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 num, and they're saying their words, and everybody's dressed in gold and gilding and everything, right? And we're sitting in these uncomfortable pews, and they're walking on this ornate carpet like fucking God among men.
Yeah.
And they walk up to this giant chalice and everything, and there's just a whole this praying going on, and now they're like, all right, we're gonna eat bodies and drink blood, and I'm like, okay,
yeah,
red flag.
Yeah,
this is not fucking happening. This, what is happening? I ate some bodies, drank some blood with everyone else. Children. You know, they were totally eating bodies and drinking blood too. Yeah. And and then they had the baby, and this was it was Victor's baptism, and they had the baby. They were dunking the head.
Yeah.
And then the priest takes the water and goes to pour it on the baby's head, right? And it kind of like, it doesn't really touch the baby's head. It kind of like hits the hair. And the lady in the back in French, she goes, "T'es la marque," which means like you missed him, right? And then the priest didn't know really how to react. And he was like, oh, and he felt really undermined. And he was like, okay, I better do it again because... surely this isn't just symbolic. and then, you know, cups the water and then pours it and then in the baby's eyes, and then the baby's like crying. He's got fucking, you know, unknown substance in his eye. And then, and she's happy. She seems to be happy now. The lady was really sustained by that. And and I was like, immediately I wonder, what's in this water, right?
Yeah.
What if it is as good as they say, right? What if I just take a sip? Will I start fucking levitating?
Yeah.
Like, maybe it is something.
It's
in
like
water.
That Space Jam water, Michael's special stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Get the bugs and
like
play really
Popeye
well.
Spinach.
Yeah.
Holy Popeye spinach or something.
Yeah.
But I was that in that moment, I felt myself, because I asked myself, I'm like, what would aliens think if they were watching this? That's what I do sometimes. Yeah. I go like, if I was like an alien watching this, I mean, like, that, this is stupid. No matter how you justify it, everything here is stupid. This is so stupid. And I did that, and I was like, whoa, this is fucked up. I don't like this. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to emancipate from this forever, I think. Yeah. This makes no sense. We're all stupid here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know nothing. We all know the same amount of things. Some of us tell others we know more, and others believe that, and it's wild.
Yeah, fuck. My relationship to it was much different as a kid. You go on Sunday, you sit there, shut up. Do what they tell you, sing the songs, kneel, stand, whatever.
Yeah.
And then we would leave.
Yeah.
And we
suck
would never.
Dick.
And we, yeah. We, yeah.
Get your dick sucked by the priest.
Yeah. No, no. You didn't even bother with me. It was like, very, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't even learn about that till way later.
You didn't know how to take that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, me too, please.
Yeah. No, I, yeah. No, we just never talked about anything else ever again. We just do that all the time. And then I was like 10 or 11, and I was like, I don't want to go anymore. Like, it was just mostly like boring. I didn't really believe it, but I didn't really get the sense that anyone believed it.
Right.
So I thought we were just going there to pretend.
Right. That makes sense.
And then I'm like, I don't need to. I'm fine not pretending with you guys. Like, I thought we were all just playing together here and watching this really boring play every
yeah.
week.
Yeah. Like, it's like it was like about learning about anything, like history yeah. and stuff. Like, we all don't care, but we got to go through the motions. Yeah.
Then I'm like, I have to stop going. I'm that's true. Busy. I'm 10. I'm busy. I got stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Very important.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm good with that.
So I went to Sunday school for a while.
That's like you go to the mass and then you go to school after?
Yeah. Well, because my best friend at the time, his parents were strict church on Sundays and right. Sunday school, and I wanted to hang out with him. So I was like, I'll come along. I'd have a sleepover. Sure. So I'd do the church thing and I'd do the Sunday school with him and stuff.
Huh.
And like me and him would like skip out to like snort Ritalin or something, you know, like he's been given some pretty good stuff by his parents, so you know we were really close.
Yeah, that's why I hung out with them.
Yeah, it was like it was in high school.
Yeah.
It was old. I was like 16 or 17. Yeah,
makes sense.
And he was still doing that, so I was like, all right, I'll tag along, whatever. And yeah, it was, I think I still sort of believed by that. It wasn't until it was like 2021 where it really hit me, where I was like, whoa, this is fucked up, hold on.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's more true to me too. Like, I went to some youth nights and whatever of my buddy, because he was, you know, he was always, you know, always been a religious guy, and I'd go with him because it was, you know, they make him fun and we'd go and do cool things. Okay. And it really wasn't for me until, my early 20s, where I was like, I kind of don't, and I'm like, I'm out. This isn't like, because I used to not want to say, like, I don't believe in God. I used to be like right. I didn't, but I didn't want to even say it. I still like,
this
like,
isn't
a
for
bit,
me.
Like, yeah, but then now I'll be like,
yeah.
I'm totally okay with being, someone's like, well, you might be wrong. I'm like, I'm totally okay with that.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm totally,
yeah, I hope we're all wrong.
I have no fear.
Yeah. I don't hope I'm right. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we should be more afraid of youth pastors than we are. I feel like we give a lot of, we put a lot of emphasis on like the holy Catholic fucking Pope and cardinals, and like that's when you think of like a priest molesting a child, like you think of like some guy in robes with like the collar and like the string that lashes himself every night, and like that kind of like, you know what I mean, like in these old churches.
Yeah,
you never think youth pastor.
No.
And I think we need to start thinking youth pastor. I think the name itself is a bit of a conundrum.
Right.
A bit of a problem. You're like, wait, you're a youth priest.
Right. Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, that's something we should maybe focus on. This guy's trying to be too hip.
And I wonder,
he's trying to fuck these kids.
I wonder about, I don't even know what are the, like, they, we don't even probably know, but like, I wonder what the numbers are. Like, as much as it's like a problem that we've been going on forever, like, I wonder, is it
it's,
like,
it's got to be
fucking really pretty high.
I think it's got to be between like 1% and 5%.
Yeah.
Which is very high still.
Still very high, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I even remember like the church, I don't know if it came from the
Wouldn't
Pope.
Be surprised if it was like 7 to 10%.
Yeah, truly. I don't know if it was coming from the Pope or wherever, but like I remember hearing, this wasn't that long ago, but they were like, the church was acknowledging the fact that they're like pedophiles seek out becoming priests because of the access that'll give them.
Of course.
So it's not like they're like, we're not trying to condone it, and we're not trying to it's not like creating it. It's like those are the, like that's the job that you seek out when that's your
of course
inclination. So it's like I don't know why they're like
a little league coach or a boy scout captain.
Yeah, it's fucking weird to think about, but I don't
or
know.
Or like owning an orphanage. I feel like that's prime real estate for pedophiles.
That's a good
one. If you owned an orphanage, you're producing pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, it's like no one's looking for these kids.
Yeah.
If you want to catch a pedophile.
Right. Check that.
Stake out an orphanage. First, find an orphanage. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, those still exist.
They're not obvious.
Yeah.
They're not obvious.
Because I always look for the ones that are like these broken down buildings with like 40 kids sleeping in one room.
Yeah. Like,
and I don't see
like
those.
Matilda.
Yeah. Like Oliver Twist or whatever.
Exactly.
But they must look differently now.
Yeah. I wish that's what orphanages were. I love when, what was that mouse? Little Stuart?
Stuart Little?
Yeah. He got adopted before the human children.
Oh, man.
That's how shitty those kids, that's how much people don't want the kids are like, I want something a little more exotic. Can I have that mouse? He's like, yeah, he's not a child. And it's just a mouse that lives here. Like, we'll take it. We'll take it. We'll feed it. We'll raise it. We'll send it to school. Love it like our own. The rest of you children can die alone in this cold world. That was a thing, too, for people leaving their children on the stoop of an orphanage. Yeah. It was kind of like a drop off at a vintage store. You don't need to drop off like old bag of clothes.
Maybe someone else would like it.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. What's the modern equivalent for that? Where do you bring your baby now? A dumpster, I guess. Say people do that.
I think they still drop them off at fire halls.
Fire halls?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because like a fireman.
Used to be firemen.
No. Like it was, we didn't have a hall. We were like forest firefighting. Not a proper fireman. This is the proper fireman.
You're picking up those wild babies.
Yeah, I pick up that. Yeah. Forest. I just pick up a random deer.
Little Mowglis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Fire hall?
That's where I go.
If I went to a fire hall now
and asked somebody, I wonder.
Like they would guarantee me like, yeah, we had a baby drop off.
I wonder. Maybe.
Where else do you bring them though?
I don't know. I only know from what I know in movies. The movies are apparently not always accurate.
Or just put them on the counter at like a Five Guys for when like the Uber Eats guy comes by.
Yeah.
Just between a bunch of other Uber Eats. Because they always come by. They're like, boop, they just grab the package and leave. Maybe that's the call. Maybe that's where you bring babies down day. Where else would you drop them off? In a laundromat, I feel like.
That'd probably be pretty good.
It was a good place to drop off a baby, Artie.
Like the a factory where they make baby food?
Oh,
you leave them there and then they're like, well, we can feed it. We don't. And then at least you bought that kid some time.
Yeah.
Like I know they got the food here so they can give us some.
Or what about like, yeah. Or you just like, you just seek out Nike. Parents who've lost their kids.
Oh, interesting.
You just drop them off there. They're not going to turn them away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guaranteed success rate right there.
Isn't there like
it's like when your puppy dies, the best thing to do is to get a new puppy.
It feels like a betrayal, but it would
It does
work.
Feel like a betrayal, but as soon as you see that other puppy, your problems go away.
They go away.
If you have a dog and the dog dies, the best thing you could do is have another dog and just be like, oh, he's incarnate. He wants me to take care of you. It's
that's great.
It's a crazy thing.
See, I think we should definitely draw a straight line from dogs to human babies. I support this.
Yeah.
Let's go. There's no difference. Let's do it.
If anyone's lost a child,
I'm great.
Give them a new one. They'll miss the old child, but they'll do right by this new one for that same reason.
And then if you want to go out for a couple hours, you put it in a little cage, leave out some water, and you're fine.
Call the Uber to the Uber Eats guy.
Yeah,
you're take good. Take it for a ride.
Yeah, take it on walks.
Maybe at a stork farm.
Or cabbages. Didn't they come out of cabbages? Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
Where would you abandon children? This is a very interesting premise. I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Or down a little stream in a basket. Willow style. Down a stream. Yeah, exactly. Willow style.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little stream in a basket on the Nile or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just down rapids.
Yeah. I mean,
just at a water park,
yeah,
just down a slide.
Tarzan turned out okay, you know,
crushing it down a fucking slide, just going
just his placenta packed in a little lunchbox,
yeah, at a petting zoo.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know, we'll see.
Where would somebody pick it up? A doll store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, those realistic baby dolls,
right?
Just drop it off there and they'll clothe it, they'll do everything to it, and then they'll be like, wait, this baby's real.
It's really,
like, it's all dressed and stuff, and they're like, whoa, it's really shitting. This is a good one. And they'll take care of it, sell it for a higher price, I guess, because it's more authentic.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
We got to the bottom of that.
I think so.
Yeah.
We got to the bottom of topics I didn't know we were gonna get to the bottom of. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're gonna go eat a brisket soon. Is that what's happening next?
Yeah, we're gonna go eat some brisket, baby. Drink some more beers.
Sit in a pool.
Talk magic. Talk shop.
Ooh, yeah.
We got a good fucking life, and it's mostly thanks to you guys. Honestly, like, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be friends.
Exactly. I wouldn't prioritize coming to see you every 2 weeks.
Makes sense.
That's true.
So
there's nothing to do with money and everything to do with making me come see you.
Absolutely.
This
same.
Is perfect. I love it.
We love you guys. Thank you for supporting our friendship. You want to support it even more? Fucking Patreon, man.
Yep.
Hit us up on Patreon. Check that out. We got some of the best episodes. This is why we're so run down on these episodes where we feel like it's down. It's because we spent all our energy on those ones that are going on Patreon. So you definitely want to check it out.
Sometimes. Depends on the order, but yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Tell three friends. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.